Blackstone presents The Secrets of Lord Grayson Child by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Matthew Brenner. Chapter 1. January the 2nd, 1852. Woburn Place, London. Lord Grayson Child stepped down from the hackney he'd instructed to halt at the southern end of Woburn Place, at the northernmost corner of Russell Square. Grey glanced around, then paid the jarvey, and waited until the cab pulled away before crossing the busy thoroughfare, at that hour thronged with traffic, and continuing into Bernard Street. As Corby, Grey's gentleman's gentleman, had assured him, he found Woburn Mews a block along on the left. Thrusting his hands into his greatcoat pockets and dipping his head, Grey confidently strode up the mews, consciously projecting the image of a man who knew where he was going. His boot heels rang on the cobbles. He adjusted his stride and placed his feet more quietly. He didn't want to draw unnecessary attention. With the time nearing 5 o'clock, the encroaching winter evening progressively deepened the shadows that draped the western side of the street along which he was pacing. As the street's name indicated, the area had once played host to the homes of the well-to-do. While pockets of private houses wreathed in quiet gentility remained, with the university so close, many residences had been converted to lodging houses for scholars and faculty, and other buildings had been taken over by businesses catering to academe. The eastern side of Woburn Mews played host to several such establishments: a paper supplier, a purveyor of artists' supplies, and the Molyneux Printing Works, which produced the popular gossip rag, the London Crier. From the opposite side of the street, Grey surveyed the printing works' façade. Two stone steps led up to a neat, white-painted, half-glass-paned front door, with the words Molyneux Printing Works etched into the glass and highlighted in gold. To the left of the door, a tall, wide window, uncurtained and stretching from approximately waist height to what must nearly be the ceiling, presumably allowed daylight to strike deep into the large workshop beyond. Grey's eyesight was excellent. Through the window, he could see a long counter that ran across about half the workshop's width.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?